Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Welcome to you on this Wednesday. I'm delighted that you're joining me. If you've been with me the first few days of this week, you know that Derek Prince has been teaching us about how to have a successful marriage, and he's really been emphasizing the covenant, the idea of covenant. You know, one of the great truths of the Christian life was expressed by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who said, "When Christ bids a man, he bids him come and die." Well, you know what? That same truth is applicable to marriage. If marriage is indeed a covenant, according to the Bible, for a covenant to be in place, someone has to die. Marriage really is this: I love you so much, I'm going to lay down my life for you. We're going to hear about how that can be played out, about how that can be lived out from Jimmy Evans a little later in our program, who is the head of Marriage Today, a fantastic ministry to many, many marriages around the world. But let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us some of the most important truths about how to have a successful marriage.
The point that I made in my talk yesterday is that according to God's plan, marriage is a covenant based on the sacrifice made for us by Jesus on the cross. Through the death of Jesus on our behalf, each party to the marriage lays down his life for the other and then enters into a new life that is lived out through the other. The husband looks back at the cross and says, "That death was my death. When I entered into this covenant, I died. Now I'm no longer living for myself. My life is in you." The wife looks back at the cross and she says the same: "That death was my death. When I entered into this covenant with you, I died. Now I'm no longer living for myself. My life is in you." And that, I believe, is the only basis on which a marriage can truly succeed: the understanding that it's a covenant, and that a covenant is entered into by each party laying down his life for the other and then finding a new life that is lived out through the other. As I said yesterday, this is contrary to modern thinking. The attitude of most people in our culture today is, "What can I get? What's in this for me?" But I believe there has to be a radical change of thinking for the man or the woman or the couple together who want to make their marriage succeed. Today I'm going to talk to you about the end purpose of marriage. What is it that is made possible through marriage and cannot be achieved in any other way? And as I talk to you, if you're married, I want you to be asking yourself, am I achieving that? Or am I missing the real purpose? To begin with, I want to read to you part of a conversation that Jesus had with some Pharisees about marriage. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 6. And some Pharisees came to him, testing him and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause at all?" Now that was the teaching of some rabbis at that time. In other words, they were doing just what I said God does not accept. They were setting their own terms for the covenant of marriage. But Jesus answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Consequently, they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.'" I want to show you two important points in Jesus' answer to the Pharisees. First of all, when Jesus taught about marriage, he went back to God's purpose at creation. He would not lower the standard to anything that had intervened in history from that time. He was faithful to his Father. He knew from the scriptures, as all good Jews should know, the story of creation and how God had provided a mate, a helpmeet for Adam. And he said, that's the basis. God's original purpose is the only purpose that is acceptable in God's sight. And so when we talk about marriage as Christian believers, we have to do the same as Jesus did. We have to go back to the original purpose of God and see what that was. The second thing I want to point out is what that purpose was. It is that two shall become one. In other words, to sum it up in one word, it's union or unity. What I want to say to you is that unity is godlike. The ultimate, the original, the only perfect pattern of unity is found in the Godhead. The Father and the Son are one. Not one person, but one in union through the Holy Spirit. And in a certain sense, what God is aiming at in marriage is that a man and a woman will achieve this most godlike of all achievements, true union, true unity. But the way to it is the way that God has laid down. And there is no other way into the kind of union which God desires in marriage but God's way.
You know, I have joked many times with classes of new believers that I've taught that I'm tempted to give somebody 5 minutes to enjoy the new Christian life and then slap them and say, wake up, this is going to be hard. Well, that's kind of what Derek is doing with us when it comes to marriage. Marriage is glorious. Marriage is wonderful, but only on the other side of the death of the cross. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Getting the practical Bible teaching of Derek Prince into your hands and heart is at the center of our mission at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. That's why we're pleased to send you a wonderful resource by Derek Prince that delivers clear biblical teaching that can help transform your marriage. It's Derek's powerful booklet, Partners for Life, and it's yours free for the asking. In this encouraging booklet, Derek Prince reveals that success in marriage is not a result of eliminating problems, but rather of establishing a real relationship built upon the foundation of God's truths. Whether your goal is to heal a hurting marriage or make a good one even stronger, this free resource will help you take your relationship to the next level. Don't miss your opportunity to get a copy, free and postage paid, today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's not too late for you to have a happy, fulfilling marriage. Request your free copy of Partners for Life right now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Partners for Life when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're with me. We all know that the Bible says, or the King James Version says, that when a man had intercourse with his wife in the Bible, it used the word know. He knew her. Do you know what? There's a great and beautiful mystery in that word know, and Derek is about to explain it.
The next truth that I have to bring to you follows immediately from what I've already said. The end purpose of marriage is union, and union in turn leads to knowing. This is a thought that it's possibly difficult for people in our culture to understand because we've got such an intellectual concept of what knowing is. But in the original language of Scripture, the word know had a much deeper meaning than merely knowing facts. In the book of Genesis, chapter 4, and verse 1, immediately after the description of man's fall and its consequences, the next chapter opens with this statement, Adam knew Eve, his wife. Now, the modern translations tend to use some phrase like, Adam had relations with his wife. Of course, that's correct in the sense that it describes what happens. But the King James Version actually is more faithful to the original text at this point, and it brings out that what God is aiming at is knowing. Of course, between a husband and a wife, that includes a sexual relationship. But merely to limit it to a sexual relationship is completely to miss the purpose of God. That's why, in a certain sense, I'd rather stay with the King James translation, Adam knew his wife. It was not merely sexual. Now, in the language of the Old Testament, there are two distinct phrases used. One says a man knew a woman. The other says a man lay with a woman. And the Bible is very discriminating as to how it uses those phrases. In my talk tomorrow, I'm going to explain the implication of the difference. But what I just want to impress upon you today is that the end purpose of God in marriage through union is that a man and a woman truly know one another. What's involved? The more I meditate on this, the more deep and wonderful it seems to me. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 36 and 37, Jesus speaks about the worth of a human soul. And he says, in effect, one human soul is worth more than the whole universe. Now, I believe that. I believe there is no way to measure the value of a single human soul. So what is it that happens in marriage? Marriage, as planned by God, opens the way for two human souls to know each other. To know each other to their innermost depths, in every area of their lives, physical, mental, emotional, cultural. It's the union of two persons, not just two bodies, nor just two minds. Some people put all the emphasis on sex, some put it all on the intellect. But in God's purpose, it's total, a total knowing by one person of another. I speak from the background of a very happy marriage that lasted 30 years. And in my personal judgment, there is no greater privilege in life than to be permitted to know another person this way. The second point about God's provision of marriage is that by insisting on a covenant and commitment as the way into that marriage, he has provided protection from each party from being exploited or betrayed. Let me say frankly that any woman who allows herself to be sexually exploited by a man, to have sexual relationships with a man, without that man first making a covenant commitment, she is really prostituting her personality. I'm not just talking in terms of sexual morality, but I'm saying that in actual fact, that woman is desecrating the most precious thing that she has, her personality. She's exposing her whole personality to someone who's not willing to pay the price that God requires. It's the same with a man. A man is doing the same when he has relations with a woman, but there's no commitment, there's no covenant. The purpose of marriage is this deep, ongoing, intimate, personal relationship protected by commitment. This relationship should be continually deeper and richer as the marriage continues. I look back on my own first marriage and I think that over 30 years, Lydia and I were continually coming to know one another more deeply and more intimately. Our marriage grew richer and fuller the longer it lasted. There was never an anticlimax. I think sometimes we would sit and travel in the car together maybe an hour without speaking. And then when we'd both begin to speak simultaneously, we'd start talking about exactly the same thing. In other words, the relationship just didn't depend on verbal communion, nor did it depend merely on sexual relationship, but it was a total knowing of one person by another.
What a fantastic truth that the goal of marriage is that we might know somebody. I heard a counselor say one time that the goal of marriage is to roll back our loneliness. But you know what? It only comes when we lay down our lives for each other. Listen, just ahead, Jimmy Evans of Marriage Today is going to be with us to explain some of these great truths as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
With all the pressures and problems of the 21st century, can couples still live happily ever after? Is there really a way to divorce-proof your marriage? In his deeply insightful book, The Marriage Covenant, Derek Prince unravels the mysteries of marriage to show you God's amazing plan and purpose. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the power of the covenant and learn practical steps for improving the quality of your relationship. With The Marriage Covenant, you'll find hope for building a marriage most people only dream about. To order this life-changing resource for only $8.95, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And this week only, when you order your copy of The Marriage Covenant, you'll also receive as a special bonus gift, Derek's helpful marriage booklet, Partners for Life. No matter what the current condition of your relationship, you can have a happily ever after marriage. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm glad you're with me today. If you have been with us this day or all week, you know that we've been talking about marriage. Derek Prince has been teaching us about marriage as a covenant and laying down our lives and the union that leads to knowing. And if you were with us on Monday, you heard the fascinating beginning of a testimony by Jimmy Evans, one of America's leading experts on family and marriage relationships. Jimmy is the president and the founder of Marriage Today. You can learn more about him at marriagetoday.org. But on Monday, he began telling us about the fact that even though he was a Christian earlier in his life, as his marriage began, both he and his wife were strong Christians. They were having troubles. He described himself as controlling and hardened and chauvinistic. And so, Jimmy, thanks for being with me today. I've been very eager to hear the rest of the story.
Well, it's good to be back, Stephen.
Pick it up, man. Take me out of my my sense of eagerness here and tell me what happened with you guys, because so many of our listeners are probably in that state, you know, born again, Christian, serious about their marriage, want to do God's will, and stuck.
Well, that's where we were. We were committed to God, went to church every Sunday. I was not a good husband, did not meet Karen's needs faithfully, golfed all the time, worked all the time. And we fought increasingly about it. And finally, one night, it just came down to a showdown. I just was ready for her to shut up, mind me, and be a good, submissive wife who, you know, did what I told her to do. And she was not happy with that. And so I told her to get out. I told her to leave. And that was the night. I'd read that morning a scripture that said, when Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll lead you into all truth. And I had read that in my quiet time. And when Karen had gone into the bedroom, she was sobbing there. And this was the end, because we had fought so much, we were at a point of damaging each other. And as I sat there, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, I want you to teach me how to be a husband. And it was like scales fell from my eyes, literally. It was like the minute before, I would have told you I was the best husband in the world, and it was all Karen's fault. And as soon as the Lord really healed me of the deception that I was in, I knew I was a bad husband. I knew I needed help. And that's really when the Holy Spirit began to do a work in me of revealing to me what a good husband was. And that was the beginning of the transformation of our marriage.
And right about that time, not that it's, I'm not trying to treat it as though it's the solution to everything, but right about that time, you came into contact with the teaching of Derek Prince.
Yep, it was right around there. We had been hearing about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so we received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we had been Southern Baptist. Karen had been raised Presbyterian, I'd been raised Southern Baptist, and had a tremendous appreciation for the Southern Baptist, but didn't hear teaching on the Holy Spirit, in that way. But when we began to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we began to come across the teachings of Derek Prince. And I'll say again, Stephen, and I said it on Monday, and that is, I really consider Derek to be a spiritual father, though I never met him. I've read, I guess, most of his books. I've read many of his magazine articles, New Wine magazine, during the formative years of our Christian lives. And as a pastor, as a husband, as a Christian, Derek's teachings have made a profound impact upon my life. And that's the reason I'm so glad you guys have this ministry, because Derek's teachings, I believe Derek was one of the most profound, profoundly gifted and anointed teachers, with a capital T, teachers in the body of Christ.
Yes, yes. Now, you said something before we went on the air that I want to bring in now, if you don't mind, because it's an opinion that I share, and that is, for a person who's perhaps is a Christian but outside of the charismatic movement, the way it looked back then was certainly like you had to have a lobotomy to become a charismatic, like you had to discard all doctrine.
Yeah.
It was chaos. It was disorder. But still, as a Southern Baptist, you came into the charismatic movement, so to speak, via the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Can you explore that just a little bit for us? Because I'm sure we have people listening today who are very much as you were.
Well, we stayed in the Southern Baptist Church after we received the baptism. We didn't talk about it openly because we didn't like the, you know, Pentecostal charismatic churches that we saw, because they were so poorly run. They were so emotionalistic, in the way that they expressed themselves. And again, we believed in worship, free worship. We believed in the, you know, manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. But coming from the Baptist background, there was order. There was doctrine. There were certain things that we appreciated. And so Derek's teachings, when we finally got to that point of taking the step of coming into a charismatic church, thank God that we came into a church that had Derek's teaching. And that teaching literally helped to put foundations under the charismatic experience. And when those foundations are not present, a tremendous amount of danger and damage can occur.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, let's go back to your marriage then. You now both have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You're in contact with Derek's teaching. You say you changed churches eventually.
Yes.
To a church that encouraged Derek's teaching. But what happened in your marriage? How did that repair happen?
Well, when I really told Karen I was sorry when I had that encounter with the Lord that night, and for the first time ever, I admitted I was wrong and I was the problem. And that got us off on the right foot. But I also want to say, Stephen, it didn't change things overnight because there was a lot of damage that had been done.
Sure.
So we were kind of numb. We were, if there is someone listening right now and they say, well, I'm out of love, we were there. We thought we'd made a mistake. We really thought we'd married the wrong person. Mm-hmm. And so as I began to kind of just daily try to practice being a better husband, and I did stop golfing for several years just to pay attention to the marriage, that did a lot of good. We really fell back in love. Within several months, our marriage was better than it had ever been. Within a couple of years, we were not perfect, but we were just, we had a great marriage, and we were enjoying each other again and the marriage. And that's when people, funny, we were in this church that we had moved to, a small charismatic church, and people started just coming to us for marriage counseling. Just, we never told anyone we were marriage counselors and never hung a shingle out, but people started coming to us. That's actually how our ministry began.
Hmm. And you told me earlier your pastor at the time eventually said, look, everybody's coming to you for marriage counseling. Would you be our staff marriage counselor?
Yeah, I was in business. It was 25 years ago, almost exactly from right now. I was in business, family business, and the pastor came up one day in church and said, I'd like for you to come on staff as a marriage counselor. And I said, well, what for? He said, well, everybody comes to you for marriage counseling. You might as well do it for a living.
Jimmy, let me go back and probe just a little bit because I'm always aware of our listeners. We've only got a couple of minutes, but you said something very important. Both of you thought you had married the wrong people, and yet you were in the covenant of marriage. And I can't tell you, you know, I pastored for over 20 years. You've pastored. We've heard this time and again, people who really have to deal with this issue of did I marry the wrong person before they can ever move towards further marital healing. How would you address that for those listening today, and how did you address it in your own life?
Well, the devil, you know, Ephesians 4, where it says, be angry, don't sin, don't let the sun go down in your anger, you give the devil a foothold. The word devil there is diablos. It means slander. His full-time job is to accuse us to each other. And the minute that you get married, he begins telling you, accusing your spouse to you. And when you're angry, especially when you go to bed on that anger, he tells you, you married the wrong person. The right, and this is the way he torments us. And you married the wrong person. Your soulmate is out there on the internet looking for you. And, you know, if you just get online, you know, you could find him because this idiot you're married to or this, you know, Jezebel you're married to, that's not it. So I really believe that every time you have a problem in marriage, you have to battle this act of the devil. And you can't blame everything on the devil, but you can't draw the curtain and exclude him from reality. He's out there. He hates marriage. Marriage is the most sacred institution that God ever created. It's the first institution God ever created. It's the foundation for all of society. Satan's a strategist. He understands if he can ruin your marriage, he can ruin everything else. He can have the kids. He can have your finances. He can have everything. So he's constantly attacking marriage. In Genesis 3, when he came into the Garden of Eden to tempt him, he wasn't just attacking a man and a woman. He's attacking their marriage. So we have to understand that when you're sitting there and you feel like I made a mistake, I didn't marry my soulmate or whatever, you have to take those thoughts captive. And you have to do some spiritual warfare, and you just have to remember we are married and we're in the covenant of marriage and we're going to fight for our marriage. And that's where good marriages come from, Stephen. There's never a good marriage that comes from just this sterile environment of people falling in love and living happily ever after. It never happens. Great marriages come from the crucible of difficulty with commitment that gets them through that difficulty. And on the other side, you love each other more than you've ever loved each other, and you're bonded by that environment.
Jimmy, this is great stuff, and I want to have you back on Friday, not only to continue teaching us like this, but also to have you pray for people, because I think that there's a real grace in your life, I'm sure, that's been developed over the years of interceding for people. Well, listen, that is all the time we have for today. If you want to know more about Marriage Today, log on to marriagetoday.org and learn more about what Jimmy Evans and his wife are doing. And at the same time, of course, you can always log on to derekprince.org to listen to these teachings and to really be up to speed on what's happening with Derek Prince Ministries. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To purchase a copy of Derek's book, The Marriage Covenant, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you do, be sure to ask for your free gift, Partners for Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can always order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.